public comment period on a new rule about water ended 2 weeks ago, but the uproar over a government takeover of ditches remains. It's reminiscent of scare tactics about death panels, secret plans to confiscate guns, and programs to recruit people to gay lifestyles. In a rural term, hogwash. Local, state, and federal officials have asked for a rule for years to better define the Clean Water Act's waters of the United States, setting boundaries between wetlands, uplands, and flowing waters. The Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, rule was proposed in response to two Supreme Court rulings that left enforcement of the Clean Water Act, CWA, so vague as to make prosecution of polluters difficult because Congress hasn't acted. The rulings, 2001's Solid Waste Agency versus the Army Corps of Engineers and 2006's Rapanos versus United States, cast doubt on what was regulated. The new rule was envisioned as ensuring farmers that no new regulations would affect them. Water covered by the rule, based on peer-reviewed scientific studies linking streams, wetlands, and downstream waters, had been protected since the Reagan administration, ensuring safe water for 117 million Americans. Then weird attacks started, like from Iowa State Senator Joni Ernst, campaigning for the U.S. Senate. She said, before farmers put in a terrace, before they planted a tree, they would have to go to the federal government and basically ask for permission, a statement that the Cedar Rapids Gazette fact-checker pronounced false. The Farm Bureau, which the Southwest Florida Water Management District calls an insurance company turned big ag advocate, contends that the rule would expand EPA's jurisdiction over ordinary landscape features that might hold water, labeling the rule as government taking over all farming and land use, quote, puddles, ponds, ditches, virtually all water, plus weed control and fertilizer applications, even rainwater would be regulated. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy said such claims are, quote, silly. The rule regulates the pollution and destruction of U.S. waters, not land, and it excludes groundwater. Vicki Schenkel, former Secretary of Florida's Department of Environmental Protection, added, we're puzzled by the fierce reaction against something that only seeks to provide needed clarity to the Clean Water Act. Clarity of these regulations is desperately needed to protect waters and to stop endless litigation. The proposed rule issued in April doesn't increase regulations affecting farming or other activities, said McCarthy, adding, every exemption that was in the prior rule remains. In fact, the rule protects fewer waters than prior to the Supreme Court cases, the EPA has repeatedly explained in some 350 public meetings. The Department of Agriculture joined the EPA and the Corps of Engineers to define 56 conservation and farming practices as exempt and concluded that the rule would increase CWA jurisdiction over 1,500 acres nationwide. Some conservationists think it doesn't go far enough. Ducks Unlimited is concerned that many Dakota wetlands would remain unprotected. John Devine, a lawyer with the Natural Resources Defense Council, NRDC, said, quote, agriculture is the least regulated sector of discharges. Calling Farm Bureau statements willful misrepresentation, Devine added, people are entitled to their own opinions, but not their own facts. They talk like the proposal is a radical departure from normal practice, when in truth, it would restore safeguards for long-protected waterways and would protect fewer water bodies than the law had traditionally covered. Nevertheless, mouthpieces for agribusiness and Obama haters like Congressman Steve Sutherland from Florida introduced a bill to kill the rule and keep the CWA as muddy as possible. And 34 mostly rural district Democrats joined Republicans in passing the measure, but the Senate has not acted on it. A conspiracy to wrest control of ditches and waterways? Why? The real plot is attacking the Obama administration and weakening existing regulations. The Farm Bureau is being used by extremist politicians as another weapon to strike Obama, or by corporate interests that want fewer regulations to operate or pollute. Too many Republicans just don't trust the administration of anything, and the Farm Bureau doesn't trust the government, which ironically provides subsidies to help producers. EPA has a ditch the myth site to set the story straight, but maybe the EPA should just announce its surrender and agree, which the rule does anyway, and then implement it.